one should take care while approaching sadhus.
You're asking the question, how to approach sadhus?
How to approach and what take care we should take, and how to check he's a good or we should not.
Precautions and all these.
The precautions of how to select sadhu sangha. Well, first of all, we have to follow the Goswamis. Rupa Goswami is very clearly giving the basic criterion. And in the Bhakti Sandarbha, this is in that's a whole other point. It's 278. Bhakti Sandarbha verse 278 with different verses, the verse numbers. The book has a few thousand verses in Bhakti Sandarbha. So this is Anuchet, it's called Anuchet 278. But the verse numbers are 715 because the book has so many verses. No? 715, 718. It talks everything about sadhu sangha. But in the basic outline for all bhakti, even if you haven't read that, you read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So he says how to choose sadhu sangha. So the first thing is sajatiya asha snigda. Sajatiya asha snigda. You know the word jati. Jati means family. So the first criterion, many Vrindavan's full of sadhus. Many sadhus, many great Vaishnavas. So the first criterion, Gaudiya Vaishnava. We are selective, we choose, we only associate with Gaudiya Vaishnavas. There may be some Hitharivamsh followers that are speaking very high in rasic katha about Radharani and Radharas Sudaniti in the Madantara on the Prikomark. I know very well. And there may be Premi Bhaktas, very elevated souls, well and good. But if we're not loyal to Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the main thing is pleasing Vaishnavas. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada yasya prasada nagati. Okay, you're a follower of Hitari Vamsh, a great rasik jan siddha purush Hitari Vamsh, no doubt. But you're not being loyal, you're not being chaste. If we're not following Rupa and Raghunath, when Jagannanda Pandit, he said, I want to visit Vrindavan. Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Jagannanda Pandit.
Jagannanda Pandit, he's like...
He was instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He said, I want to go to Vrindavan. I said, but Jaggi, you are my Rukmini.
You cannot stay there for...
You want to go, but you come back fast. I stayed for 4 months. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed 4 months in Braj Mandal. But you come back. I miss you too much. You go and now when you go there, so many great sadhus there. Many big sadhus, Nimbarki sadhus. Vrindavanas, Nimbarkis are here for 1,200 years. This is only 500 years ago. So he said, I want to hear this all katha about Niti Nikunja Leela. There's very nice Niti Nikunja Leela katha going on by Keshigat. And one kunja there by one Nimbarki. No. He said, you go and you stay with Sanatana Goswami. And all the Brijvasis, he said, all the Brijvasis, which means all the sadhus, all the sadhus, all the sants, all the Goswamis, you keep a distance and you offer all your respects. And don't make any aparad. And don't mix up. You stay with Sanatana Goswami. Lord Chaitanya himself is teaching from his own mouth, sajatiya asha snigda. Three criterion of the sadhu selection. There's a very big sadhu in Barsana. Very famous Siddha Mahatma. Very famous, been 60 years there. Very, very famous, everyone knows. And many devotees from even the different Gaudiya missions have gone there. It's very nice, but the person is not a Gaudiya. I think his traces lying through the Nimbark or something. I've gone, I've met very, very Siddha Mahatma, Ashravad, very wonderful katha. Everything's there. But it's not following Lord Chaitanya. So are we after the nectar? I want the nectar. I want the katamritam. Oh, it's such great katha. Are we after being anugatya? Anugatya means following. Yes, I want to hear the highest rasakata. Oh, I don't care. If we don't care about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shiksha and the teachings of the six Goswamis, then what kind of Gaudiya Vaishnava are we? It's not Khitri, it's not all one. Because it's Sajati means not only Gaudiya Vaishnava we hear from, but the Gaudiya Vaishnava has a particular bhav. Our bhav is Mandri bhav. Parakiya bhav and a Mandri bhav. Bhavulas Rati, special affection for Radharani. Yes, we study Radharasudaniti. Yes, we speak all about it. But hear from the Gaudiyas, hear them speak. The Radharaman Goswamis, they're Gaudiyas. They also speak Katha. Or the Bhavajis, whatever. Or Gaudiya Math people, they're also Gaudiya. So our family, this is the Sajati. Then Asha, this is the Asha means his Manobishtam is the same as mine. Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam. The Manobishta is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach Raghunuga Bhakti. He says, Atta Eva Gopi Bhava Angikar. I want everyone to accept Gopi Bhav. Gopi Bhav means Mandri Bhav. Practice Raghunuga Bhakti, accept Gopi Bhav, follow the Goswamis in your Sadaka Roop, and follow their Mandri forms in your Siddha Roop. This is Gaudiya Vaishnava. I'm going here and there and It's pavitram, it's mangalam to have sadhu sangha and hear the katha. It's punya, hari gato, vande nanda brajastrinam, vande nanda brajastrinam, hari gato gitam. It's a very nice verse, very, very nice verse. I my mind is a little cold right now because there's like a fire. Hello. Good morning. Vande Nanda. There it is, 9:20. This is a beautiful verse spoken by Uddhava Mahashaya. He's glorifying the Brijvasis after being here for 2 or 3 months. This is in Brahmar Gita. At the end of Brahmar Gita. Vande Nanda Brajastrinam Padarenam Abhikshnasha Padarenam Abhikshnasha Yasam Hari Gatod Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. He's saying, oh, this is Nanda Braj, Vrindavan, Nanda Baba. Vande Nanda, I offer my obeisances to all the Sri, all the gopis in Nanda Braj. Vande Nanda Brajastrinam. Not only do I worship them and offer obeisances, but I want to bathe, I want to take a bath, abhishek, my body, mind, words, atma, in the dust of their feet. Padarenam abhikshnasha. Why? Because when the gopis and the followers of the gopis speak Harikata, Udgitam. Udgitam means loudly and with anubhav. Harikata Udgitam. Yasam Hari Katod Gitam. So Udgitam means they're singing the teachings of the gopis and they're singing loudly and they're singing with their anubhav. Then what is the effect? Punati bhuvanatrayam. Bhur bhuvaswa punati pavatram. Purifies. So that's when the gopis are speaking, and someone who's speaking about the gopis is someone who's speaking about the gopis as a Nimbarki, as a Hidhari Vamsh. He's punati bhuvanatrayam. Punati bhuvanatrayam. He's purifying. So we're hearing about Radharani, but not with the from the bhav drishti. We're not hearing from the bhav drishti of a Gaudiya. Hidhari Vamsh and Nimbarkis, their angle, it's called drishtikon. Drishtikon, angle of vision.
Different perspective. Their
bhav drishti is from Sakhi Bhav. There's a big difference. So they're dedicated to Radharani. And we're dedicated. They're dedicated in Sakhi Bhav, in Nayaka Bhav,
Kanta
Bhav. Thank you. So we're dedicated as Paradasis.
Manjaris.
Kinkari. Ai Nanda Tanaja Kinkaram. Hey Nanda Nandan, I'm your Kinkari. I'm your maidservant. You don't care about me? I'm in this Bhavasagar. Drowning, can't you pick me up? Put me as a particle of dust in your feet?
In certain places where gopis are not allowed, only